Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Like to welcome all of you to this Nrisimha Katha, very auspicious day of Sri Nrisimha Chaturthi here in the Srimad Sri Nrisimha Chaturthi, especially greet our devotees from Croatia just come during the morning to participate in this very nice festival, just to keep you in touch. The atmosphere is beginning to build up to that very important time when it is not day and it is not night, it's twilight zone. This is called in Sanskrit a santhya, a conjunction of two times, in this case day and night, the evening time when he came out of the pillar. At that time you should be there before the pillar and not as an object of Nrisimhadev's anger like Hiranyakashipu was. I would like to talk today in this katha a little bit about Lord Nrisimhadev's lila and his place in Chaitanya Bhakti. We are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most recent incarnation of the Lord, who was the avatari, that means in him were all the other avatars, including Lord Nrisimhadev. And there was a time when he manifested Lord Nrisimhadev, which I would like to talk about. But before I'm so happy to receive this guy, is it from Lord Nrisimhadev? Thank you very much. We will, after some time, do what is called Gaura Lila. So those who are See, the early times of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were troubled times. The devotees were persecuted by the Arabic and the Mughal rule in Bengal, ruling the country. And there was a strong order by the government. Whoever meets the Hindus meet and have any Hindu meeting, chanting, reading from the scriptures with the several people. This is seen as a revolutionary movement against the government. It will be persecuted. There will be a punishment. First there will be a warning, but then there will be death penalty.
So
the devotees of Chaitanya of Krishna would ignore this order. They would meet in secret at the house of Sri Vaspandi. Every night there would be discussions in Kirtan, but Kirtan is always a noisy affair. The neighbors got wind of it, they heard about the secret meetings, and they talked to the Muslim government about it. Muslim government heard about it and decided to take action. Everywhere there was a rumor that soon the king's men will come and they will imprison Sri Vastakur, bring him to the court, and everyone and anyone who is related to Sri Vastakur will be persecuted. There was a great danger. I do remember in the early days going to Hungary and preaching there. There were always these KGB men on our case. They would follow us everywhere. I remember we had once organized a big event in a student place in the University of Page, I believe. And we had cooked a huge pot of halwa for public distribution. But then the KGB who had followed us from Budapest were coming into our apartment, and I thought, oh no, this is not possible, and I locked myself into the toilet. We were determined to not come out. We would even go to the canalization to do the program. And I remember I was in great anxiety. Oh no, they will come, they will imprison me. But I was even more in anxiety. I have a German passport, they will deport me to Germany, but what will be with the people who are organizing the program, who are from Hungary? They might become imprisoned for many, many years. In Russia, the same news were there. There were sometimes devotees had meetings, and then the KGB came, you know, the secret police, and they would virtually leave the apartment. Imagine by moving out of the windows and, you know, climbing down the Blitzableiter. We do not know what a Blitzableiter is in English language. It's, you know, where the lightning comes, it goes, you know, or the you know, the pipes through which the rainwater was leaving the roof and coming to the ground. They were, you know, climbing down from high apartments like Spider-Man, just to avoid this. Now, modern governments, they're not so cruel as the old governments. You know, these Muslims, what you know, torture people, cut off their hands, their feet. It was a very, very dangerous time. And when the rumor came that the king will send his men in order to stop the meetings at Srivas Thakur's place, Srivas was very, very afraid. One day, he locked himself up in his puja room and he made a special Narasimha puja. he was going deep into the worship of Lord Nrsimhadeva, calling out from his heart, "Oh Lord, please, please come, do something. The king's men are ready to not only capture and imprison the devotees, they will torture and kill them." Now, around this time, when the puja was going on in Srivas Thakur's house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked down to the Ganga. And on the beautiful green lawn, on the banks of the Ganga, he saw some white cows making the cow sound. And as he looked at the cows and saw the sparkling water of the Ganga in the background, he was reminded of
Yamuna
Devi and of Vrindavan Dham. And he was remembering his previous incarnation as Sri Krishna, Syam Sundar. And as he was thinking about Krishna, the flute player, he was shouting in a loud voice, "I am he! I am he!" Meaning, "I am Krishna." Now, this was something which Lord Chaitanya would not usually do. And his major mood was that he felt himself to be a servant of Krishna and of Krishna's devotees. He would serve his own devotees by garlanding them before kirtans and putting sandalwood on their foreheads. The Lord would do this personally. And he would exclaim in great humility, "I'm not a brahmana, I'm not a sannyasi, I'm nothing of it. I'm only a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord who maintains the gopis." He would say like this, I'm a servant of Krishna. But this time, when his devotee was worshipping the Lord in the temple, and Lord Chaitanya was walking down to the Ganga and saw the cows, he exclaimed very loudly, "Please don't say it after me, because in your case it would be wrong. I am he! I am he!" Sometimes when we have these katas, the devotees are getting into it and shouting this. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu felt his identity as Krishna. And one of Krishna's qualities is Bhakta Vatsala, the dear friend of his devotees. So he felt how Srivas Thakur, with tears in his eyes, was praying to the Lord for protection against the Muslim torture. And he ran towards the house of Srivas Thakur, and he called out, "I have come, I have come." Now, Srivas Thakur was doing puja, and he thought, maybe it's the king who calls out, or the police superintendent, "I've come to capture you." And he did not open the door. Then the shouting was becoming louder, "I have come, I'm he." And Srivas Thakur started to tremble. And then the next thing what happened is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his lotus foot and kicked the door open. And Srivas Thakur must have felt, "Finally they are here to capture me." But then he looked and he saw Lord Chaitanya in the mood of the four-armed Vishnu. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Listen, Srivas, the one whom you are worshipping with your puja is standing now before you. Look at me." Srivas Thakur, "Oh, yes, yes, yes." And then the Lord walked through the puja room, cleared the altar a little, put the shilas left and right, and then sat with his transcendental body on the altar and took on the mood of Lord Narasimhadev. Yes. Our Lord is not just an avatar, he's avatari. All other forms are coming from his transcendental body. And in a loud voice, he declared, that king who thinks he is the king. I'm in his heart. I'm the king of Bengal, and I will tell him to leave the Vaishnavas in peace. But if he chooses to ignore me, you know, you can ignore the Lord is now talking as Paramatma, who directs the wanderings and the thoughts of all living beings. If he chooses to ignore me, which sometimes happens, I think many of you have heard messages from the Lord in the heart, and you thought, this cannot be true, and you ignored him. The only time when you did not ignore him is when he told you to become a devotee, and you said, okay, let's shave up, or let's dress in zari. You know, the Lord is constantly working in the heart, but we can ignore him. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if he chooses to ignore me, then I will go with you on the boat, and I will go to the palace of the king, and I will move in front of his majesty, and I will tell him, now you king, so-called king, you should bring all your elephants and other animals like camels, you should bring your ministers, and you should bring your religious people, your religious men, and these religious men, you should tell them, give love of God to all these ministers, to all the people in the court, and to the elephants and the camels. And you should tell them that these religious people should make everyone cry in ecstasy. And they will not be able to do it. Then I will speak to them. And I will say, O king, and O ministers, O elephants, boo, boo, yes, yes, and O camels, camel, camel. you now cry in ecstatic love of Godhead. I will give you the most rare thing, that is prema, which will move into your heart like a strong current and make you blissful in Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he had explained all this, Srivast Thakur was not sure what he was hearing. And then Lord Chaitanya said, I know you doubt me. I know that you think this is not possible. But Shivas Pandit, I will prove that I can give love of Godhead. Now let small Narayani come. Now there was a small girl, she was only 4 years old. And this girl was the daughter of one of the brothers of Srivast Thakur. She was playing somewhere, like little girls do. And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, oh Narayani, 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 come here. The little girl came forward. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh Narayani, I give you now what not even Brahma and Shiva have. I will give you now the most precious Krishna prema. And as he said it, Narayani began to cry uncontrollably and display the highest ecstasy, which are privy only to those great souls who have melted their heart with the ray of Baba, which comes from the Lord or his devotees, and who are on the level of Krishna consciousness or Krishna prema. My dear devotees, Gauranga Mahaprabhu showed in Krishna Leela how Lord Nrisingadev is always there to protect his devotee. He himself was assuming the role and the form of Lord Nrisimhadeva many times in his life. My dear devotees, you are devotees of Krishna and of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please know that the self-same Lord, whom you know as Gauranga and Krishna, can take on a most powerful form, the form of Nrisimhadeva, to remove the obstacles on your path back home, back to Godhead. And he is capable to bestow upon you what you have not achieved so far, that is love of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hari Hari
In Sri Navadvip Dham, the holy Dham of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you will find a little temple which you can reach by going from our property to the river Jalangi and from there taking boats which bring you in the left direction. And you go for 1 hour on the boat, and then you disembark on the other side, on the other bank, and then you go for about half an hour and you come to a most beautiful place called Devapali. This place is just so wonderful, it looks so nice, that Lord Nrisimhadev made this his place of residence. Please listen to the amazing story of how this happened. Lord Nrisimhadev has an eternal abode in the Vaikuntha planets. He has his own planet where his devotees worship him. And when Prahlad Maharaj was threatened by his father, you remember, Hiranyakashipu had said, "You say your God is everywhere, but let him protect you now." He took out his sword and was threatening to cut off the head of his own little son. So when this happened, the Lord of Vaikuntha appeared from the pillar. I would like to inform you a little bit, because some of you are very advanced devotees and you will like to hear this. See, very often we think, oh, the spiritual world is somewhere out there, 2,000 light years from here. When we say, you know, ask him who's above, you know, we say, going back to Godhead, making this movement as if the spiritual world is far away than Alaska. But when Lord Nrisimhadev appeared from the pillar, he actually showed that our concept of time and space are too limited to understand the spiritual world. He actually came out of the pillar where he was already. He didn't have to go inside from Vaikuntha and make a long journey by the Vaikuntha air lines and get miles, you know, for the flight. No, this kingdom of God is right here, my dear devotees. It's right here. But only when we develop the eyes of love will we be able to see him. Lord Nrisimhadev was already there, because the spirit is all pervading. It's everywhere. It's not that here's our world, there somewhere totally separated with the spiritual world. It is there, but it is covered by, for the conditioned souls, by the illusory energy called Maya. So Lord Nrisimhadev came just out of the pillar, and as we have heard this morning, dealt properly with the demon and liberated him. But then he wanted to show a certain leela, and he started to move up in the sky and fly, because he thought, let me fly, you know, to Vaikuntha. But then when he was just above Devapali, he thought, this looks so nice, I want to stay. So he came down, there was a lake, he washed his hands, a little clean up after the action with Hiranyakashipu, and then he took a rest from the fighting in this wonderful dam, Mayapur Dam. The devatas saw this, because they started to build little residences on the hills which were surrounding this, because they were looking at the beautiful form of Lord Nrisimhadeva. Have you ever seen a lion in the wild?
Yes.
You have seen in South Africa?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh? In the zoo.
Safari.
I have gone to the lions when I was young. Younger devotee like you, you know, I was very, very, very creative. So I went with a car to where the lions were. There was some place in South Africa where you could go through one gate, and then they would close the gate between you. You were in a nobleman's land, and then you would drive on, and then another gate would open, and then you were in the land of the lions. So they had said, keep your door, keep your window closed so that they don't smell the fragrance of human meat. I had to promise this. So then we came to where the lions were. The first lion I saw was just passing the road. It was a huge monster lion, and I really felt, why Krishna said in the Gita, amongst animals I am the lion. It's when you see them, wow, you feel like this is power, volcanic power. But he ignored us. So we went past some other lions. They were lying there. And I thought, let's have some action. They were ignoring us, and I'm not used to be ignored. So I rolled down the window a little bit and took the carpet out. They had never heard this sound. And they had not so often smelled the smell of a vegetarian. So I never forget it. There was one big lion got up. He looked over with a growl to a female lion. She also understood. She got up, and they both came to the car. Then they started to rock the car, to turn it around, and then break the window and eat a vegetarian. I never forget when I looked into the eyes of a wild lion who saw me as his victim. It was power. Even now where I talk about it, I become as small as a mouse. It was really power. So now imagine that the divine Lord who has taken on the divine rupa of a lion. It's so powerful. When he roared, the whole universe shook. So the devatas had heard that loud roaring of Lord Nrisimhadeva, but now he was sleeping peacefully in the Gaura Dham. So they all came to look at this divine form and feel ecstasy as he was sleeping and resting. Half man, half lion. They had never seen such a form. Just imagine you would be a devata and you would see the Lord resting. How wonderful. What a divine effulgence would have is coming from Lord. And power, the power to easily destroy Hiranyakashipu like a wasp. It's not a big action to destroy a wasp, you know, this and say it. So they made their residences there, and the Lord stayed there. He took on a self-manifested form. Yes, he became a deity. My dear devotees, if you wish to see this deity, you can still make a pilgrimage to Devapali, which is now known as Nrisimhapali. So once Bhaktivinod Thakur was walking on Navadvip Dham Parikrama, and as he came in this area where the Lord is eternally present, he saw something with this purified vision. And he wrote this later into a book which Kadambakarana Maharaj mentioned, Navadvip Bhavataranga, the ecstatic waves of Navadvip. Lord Nrisimhadev is still there, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, remember, he's all present. And I want to read to you from this book. Would you like to hear from this book?
Yes.
Will you hear with concentration or without concentration? What is your preference? South east of there is Nrisimhapali, Puri, also known as Devapali. When will I see the beauty of this place? At this abode of Nrisimhadev, I will roll about on the ground in ecstatic love, begging for a chapati. You have not heard properly. Begging for unalloyed love of Krishna. In my heart reside duplicity. You say one thing, but you mean something else. In my heart there's insincerity. In my heart there's the desire for fame. And the six enemies, beginning with what? Do you know what that is? Everyone is silent. Therefore, I will pray at the feet of Lord Nrisimhadev to please purify my heart and give me the desire to serve Krishna. See, lust means you want to enjoy separately from Krishna. But you pray to Lord Nrisimhadev that he replaces this desire to enjoy separately from Krishna and places the desire into the heart to what? To what do?
Loving motion from the Lord.
You pray that he puts the desire to serve Krishna in the heart. Weeping and crying, I will beg at the lotus feet of Narasimha that I may worship Radha and Krishna in Navadvip, free from all obstacles. Would you like to become free from obstacles to your bhakti?
Yes.
Imagine how easy everything would be. You would have the same desire which a young boy feels to associate with a young girl. If you would feel that type of spontaneous desire, where you don't need to force anything down your throat of psychology, you would feel that desire. I want to serve Krishna. Oh, may Lord Nrisimhadev remove the obstacles to this. Although this form of the Lord is terrible for the evil people, he is exceedingly auspicious for the devotees headed by Prahlad. When will he become pleased to mercifully speak to me, a worthless fool, and remove my fears? He will say to me, dear child, dear Krishna Das, dear Yamuna Dasi, dear child, stay here happily in Goradham. Worship Radha and Krishna and develop attraction for the holy name. By the mercy of my devotees, all obstacles are transcended. This is what Prabhupada told us also. He said, when we have obstacles, we should pray to him. And he said, with one kick of my left foot, I will kick away that Rahu planet which makes so much covering in our life. By the mercy of my devotees, all obstacles are transcended. With a purified heart, Just worship Radha and Krishna, the abodes of sweet nectar. After speaking in this way, when will that Lord joyfully place his feet upon my head? My dear devotees, it's good to have the feet of God on your head. Now you have a frizura on your head. Or you have worries and anxieties on your head. When the Lord chooses to touch your head with his effulgent lotus nails, then that light from the lotus nails will remove all the darkness. After speaking in this way, when will that Lord joyfully place his feet upon my head? At that moment, by Lord Narasimha's mercy, I will exhibit symptoms of ecstatic love for Radha and Krishna, and I will roll on the ground by the door of Lord Narasimha's temple. Hare Krishna. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays for. I request you to, at the end of this katha, chant with us the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then we will also chant one other mantra, the main mantra with which Lord Narasimha Dev is worshipped. Try to sit in a way that you can see Lord Narasimha Dev. I hope it is possible from your position. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Bhagavan Mahavishnu
Gauranga Mahavishnu
Janantam Savatomukam
Janantam Savatomukam
Nrisimham Vijanam Bhadram
Nrisimham Vijanam Bhadram
Mrityum Mrityum Namamyam
Mrityum Mrityum
Jalantam Savatomukam
Jalantam Savatomukam
Nrisimham Vijanam Bhadram
Nrisimham Vijanam Bhadram
Mrityum Mrityum Namamyam
Mrityum Mrityum Namamyam
Ugram Viram Mahavishnu
Ugram Viram Mahavishnu
came to the end of this Shinga Katar. Thank you very much for participating. In 5 minutes, there will be a little pause. His Holiness Bhakti Vikash Maharaj will continue with talking about Lord Nrisimhadev. I just wanted to mention to all of you who came a little later, on this or during this Nrisimhadev festival, there is one date where you must be on time. It's the time where the dusk period settles in, the time between day and night. And this is the actual time when Lord Nrisimhadev made his appearance, and it's important that you're there for this most amazing aarti which will be prepared. It's an arati where all your spiritual desires will be fulfilled. So, because there are many of us, we somehow have to make sure that we are on time there. Maybe some of you will have to ride on the backs of others. But please be here, and you know, a little squeezing is very useful in spiritual life. And thank you very much. Don't forget to pray to Lord Nrisimhadev. We will certainly, on his appearance day, fulfill your prayers. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.